Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see, and hear the things that you hear. What a wondrous miracle it is that we can experience for ourselves this holy sacrifice of the Mass. We can see it, we can hear it, and hopefully we can participate in it fully. It is not, after all, a play on a stage in which we sit and we enjoy it, and maybe not, and we clap at the end of the show, and that's that. No, no. First of all, this is not a play. This is the real, absolutely real, holy sacrifice of Christ. We see it there in effigy on the cross. Jesus Christ, who died for us, who suffered for us, who gave everything for us. And we too are called to do the same. So blessed are the eyes that saw and the eyes that see. Blessed are the ears that heard and the ears that hear. So much goes on. And we have such a great blessing, as we know very well in this day and age. Many Catholics, traditional Catholics, are being deprived of the traditional Latin Mass. We still have it, and hopefully we will. But in the meantime, while we do have it, we need to take advantage of it. We need to go to it. We need to participate. We need to help in every way that we can. So today, we rejoice in that which we see, in that which we hear. And we see that our Lord gives us an example of someone who was in need. And in this case, you should not be surprised, you are the ones in need. And we see that the Levite and the priest from the temple, all those who thought of themselves as very, very holy and very good and upright, they came by and saw the poor man on the ground, all beat up and bleeding, and half naked because the thieves took away his clothes too. And it's not so much that they think, I don't want to deal with this guy. He's nothing to me. And oftentimes we do have that particular attitude. What they were thinking about is, I have somewhere to be. I need to get there on time. I can't delay. I cannot take my time for this guy. And they go on, one after the other. And then a Samaritan comes. Now, as you well know, the Samaritans were enemies of the Jews. It was forbidden for the Jews to even so much as talk to them and to look at their face. And yet, our Lord uses this as an example. This Samaritan sees the poor Jew on the ground. Now, the Jews were his enemies, too. But did that stop him? Did that deter him? No. He stopped. He got off his donkey and began to take oil and wine and dress his wounds and some of his clothes, and he tore them up and he bandaged him. Then he put him on his donkey and took him to the next inn, where he paid the innkeeper, I will give you this much, take care of him. When I return, if I owe you anything, I will repay you. Now that is the example that Jesus has given to us. We too must follow that example. And of course, it's very possible. But by doing this, first of all, I'm sure many of those who were listening to Christ, their mouths were open, agape. What is he saying? A Samaritan. And astonished. And scandalized. But it's very possible that that enemy of the Jews was converted to Christ and saved more readily and more rapidly than those so-called holy Jews that thought they had it all. So we need to think of ourselves. And St. Paul says in the Epistle to the Corinthians, we are not sufficient to anything for ourselves, of ourselves. But our sufficiency, that which makes us adequate in the spiritual life, comes from God, who also has made us his ministers, ministers of the New Testament. As St. Paul is speaking about himself and about the other apostles and disciples who have been ordained by Christ and by him to the priesthood and to the episcopacy. It is not because they were sufficient unto themselves. God made them. The same thing for us. It is not that we are sufficient unto ourselves. It is not that we are holy unto ourselves. But God has given it to us. And thus, we need to return it. And among the other ways, other than our worship and our fidelity to him, in which we can return it, is our mercy for those who need us. And so, remember that the spiritual life is not lived between just you and God. It is lived among you and God and the Virgin and the saints and those people on earth who may need you. That will make you sufficient. In other words, that will garnish for you the gift of salvation. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.